Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
It's over and out for the kid from Farragut High School, Pat Sajak.
Yeah, not only Farragut High School, but also Columbia College.
Mm-hmm.
We know Pat Sajak from A Wheel of Fortune. He's been on the show for, I don't know how many years, a couple of decades, I think, he's been spinning the wheel. But tonight is his final show. He calls it quits, and then, thank goodness, Ryan Seacrest has found a job. is all that I know, that he'll take over the show. You know, he's the poor guy's been so down on his luck, barely able to get a gig anywhere.
Yeah,
so.
He's down to only 11 jobs, I think.
Right, exactly. Exactly right. So congratulations to Pat Sajak, super nice guy. And I don't know if he was kidding, but he said his first post Wheel of Fortune job is going to be an onstage production. He's going to be doing a musical, which doesn't seem in the Pat Sajak wheelhouse.
But no.
I think he might have been kidding about that.
You never know with him.
Right.
41 years, 8,000 episodes. How about that? Let's talk about what happened to Rob Schneider recently.
Yeah, Rob Schneider just seems to be a magnet for controversy wherever he goes. He was booked to do an appearance at a hospital fundraiser, the Hospital of Regina Foundation. And he gets up on the stage, and for this hospital fundraiser, he starts doing jokes, anti-vax jokes, anti-trans jokes, anti-LGBTQ jokes. I mean, it was a very polarizing stand-up routine that he was doing. At the point where he started talking about anti-vaccination to a medical crowd, the crowd started booing him. And
that doesn't make any sense that he would do that.
It does not. There's a lot of things that Rob Schneider has done the past few years that does not make one bit of sense. But and, you know your crowd is the lesson to be learned for all the rest of us on that.
You think? Dolly Parton seems to be doing more now than ever. What's her latest project?
Oh, I love this. I cannot wait for a Dolly Parton musical to hit Broadway. I can't believe it's taken this long. We've had so many with the ABBA musicals and the Billy Joel musicals and the Alanis Morissette. Go down the list of all the, you know, popular artists for which they've taken their body of work, their songs, and either told the story of the artist or told a story using those songs. That's what's going to happen now with a show which for now is being called Hello, I'm Dolly. It's supposed to be on Broadway in 2026. And Dolly Parton has said, I've written so many original songs for the show, plus my favorites. You will laugh, you'll cry, you'll clap, you'll stomp. She said it's grand old opera, pun intended. And I'm predicting that this could be a musical that Bob Sirott actually likes.
Yeah, you know what? Very, very possible.
I'm going out on a limb. There's not a lot of musicals where we can say Bob is going to actually enjoy this, but I think this one has kind of got your name written all over it.
Sounds good. What's on your weekend entertainment list?
That I have very handily, and that includes the return of Ravinia. The first big season, big weekend for them stars James Taylor, Sweet Baby James, tomorrow and Sunday nights. We've got Rick Springfield, who is doing a show at the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines tonight, but the show is sold out, and then he's doing a private show tomorrow. Please stop emailing me and asking me if I can get you tickets to the private show. That's why it's called private, because I don't have tickets to that. And also, I'm not Ticketmaster. But also, he is also doing a show at the Metro on Clark Street in Wrigleyville on Sunday night. So if you're interested in seeing Rick Springfield, there you go for that. If you're a Skid Row fan, you know Sebastian Bach. He's doing a show tomorrow at the Arcata in St. Charles. Krungbin is a soul and rock trio. They're spending the weekend at the Salt Shed on Elston Avenue. Multi-Grammy winner, multi-platinum performer Chris Brown is at the United Center tonight and tomorrow. Chicago Blues Fest is going on this weekend. That's always a great time. In Millennium Park through Sunday, Shamika Copeland among the headliners. Chicago's own Buddy Guy, a true, true legend, is doing what he is calling a farewell tour right now. So this could be the last time that we see Buddy Guy performing at the Chicago Blues Fest. If you're going to go down for that, they've already started closing the streets for the big NASCAR race that's coming up in a few weeks.
I thought that was going on this morning on the expressway.
It's going on all the expressways right now. It's
every
our,
day.
Our favorite time of year, expressway construction season. It's going to be especially messy downtown, not only with the NASCAR closures, but a lot of the streets are also closed for Millennium Park for Blues Fest. We've got the musical Six, which has just opened at the Niederlander Theater. That'll be there through July the 14th. Circus Vasquez is they're kind of touring the Chicago area, and they're moving their tents out to the Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. They'll be out there through June 24th. The Puerto Rican Day Parade is in Humboldt Park on Saturday, and then all weekend long, they've got the Puerto Rican Fest with music and food and fun going on. The Old Town Art Fair is going on this weekend. The Wells Street Art Fair is going on this weekend. Andersonville's 58th Annual Midsummer Fest, celebrating Swedish heritage, is going on Clark Street from Foster to Gregory. So absolutely no shortage of things to do for the weekend. If you're interested in taking in a movie, the big one this weekend is the fourth in the Bad Boys franchise. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back as Mike and Marcus, the Miami cops, irreverent Miami cops. It is like 30 years since the first movie came out. And, you know, the question, the summer movie season, which normally starts around Memorial Day, has been very, very lukewarm. And, you know, everybody's wondering, is this movie going to be the one to kind of ignite the summer movie season? It is a straight-up summer popcorn movie. I mean, don't look for anything too groundbreaking in all of this. There's a premise that they are accused of being on the take, that they're... their late captain, played by Joe Pantoliano, was on the take. So, you know, they're trying to clean up that mess. But along the way, nothing but wisecracks, nothing but stunts, nothing but explosions, nothing but car chases. Nothing all that new with this. But it's pleasant enough. It's a summer popcorn movie. I wasn't expecting much more. I will say this. I know it's been a couple of years now, but I see Will Smith up on the screen. All I can think about is that Oscar slap.
Yeah.
Still, it's just I can't not think of it. They even make fun of it. There's not the slap in particular, but there is a scene which kind of refers, it references the Oscar slap in the movie. So even they're acknowledging, you know, they're trying to kind of neutralize it with something like that. But it's a little bit of a distraction. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B.
Wisecracks, stunts, explosions. I thought you were talking about the WGN-TV morning news there for a minute.
It sounds like one of our staff meetings.
By the way, a lot of folks excited to see James Taylor at Ravinia Saturday or Sunday, including me. But a very cool show tonight at 7:30. Anybody who remembers the Cellar in Arlington Heights, the new place in Algonquin, the Green Gorilla, or the Hut out in the suburbs, Suburbs remembers The Flock, great 60s rock band from Chicago, Skokie's Niles North High School, and they've got a new incarnation of the group, and they're going to be kicking off the season at 7:30 tonight.
Is that also including Howard Levy, the great jazz harmonica player? I think he might be part of that show. If ever you see his name attached to anything, try to get to see Howard Levy's performance. I mean, he does magic on the harmonica.
There you go. A review from Dean, not to be confused with my reviews of theater or musicals. It's
Again, if you missed our opening story today, in 2 years, Bob will like a musical that's coming out. That's what we are predicting right now. We're going out on a limb.
Heard it here. Have a great weekend.
You
Thank
too.
You, Dean.
See you, Bob.
See ya.